Hey everybody, and welcome back to another exciting episode of Tales of the Larians. This is tale number 9 with Jeffrey Fishbach. I am, as always, one of your hosts, Jason Hunt. Of course, I am doing today's Tales of the Larians, and I am joined by the title Larian here for our episode. Jeffrey, how's it going, Jeffrey?
Good.
Do you prefer Jeffrey or Jeff?
Jeff.
Okay, I will start saying Jeff for the rest of this episode. I probably should have asked that before we started.
That's fine.
All right, well, how are you doing today, Jeff?
Good. Doing really good.
All right. Well, I figure to get the ball rolling, we'll just jump right into the first question as we get to hear your tale. First of all, real quick, before we ask the first question, how old are you, just so we know what era of Star Wars fandom you're from?
From the first generation, I'm 47.
Okay, all right. Did you see Star Wars in theaters then?
Yes.
1977, wow.
Yeah.
It still blows my mind to even consider what that must have been like back then, but we'll probably get into that discussion later on in the episode. We'll go ahead and start with our first question that we always like to ask. What is your favorite Star Wars movie, and why?
Okay. This one was actually giving me a little bit of a problem, but has to be Return of the Jedi.
I approve. Okay. Why Return of the Jedi?
Even though Star Wars New Hope was the first one I saw in the theater when I was like 6 or 7, 8 years old, I really don't remember much of the experience because of my age, but in 83 when Return of the Jedi came out, I was at the perfect age. And it was just, I think it was mostly because actually the Ewoks. I like the Ewoks. I think they were cool. I guess I was at the perfect age to be like, yeah, I like little teddy bears. So,
what about them do you think captured your, was it just that they captured your imagination, or what was it about the Ewoks that you liked?
Yeah, it's probably that they captured my imagination. And, you know, hey, a little tribe of teddy bears can take down the stormtroopers, you know. That was, like, you know, pretty fun to see, so.
Right.
And all their little ingenuity on, you know, how they took down the walkers and stuff were pretty cool.
Nice. Well, that's cool. I definitely am in total agreement with you on Return of the Jedi being a favorite Star Wars film. But of course, everybody knows I've talked about that on the show a lot.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and rewind a little bit. How were you first introduced to Star Wars? Obviously, you said you saw A New Hope in theaters. How were you introduced that way?
Actually, I can remember seeing the, you know, old trailers and stuff on the TV for it coming out, and I believe it was my one uncle that said, you know, this is something that you would really get a kick out of, you know, because he knew I liked like the space fantasy type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so unfortunately my uncle wasn't able to take me to the first one, because I do remember we were on vacation down North Carolina, and me and my older brother actually talked my parents into taking us on vacation to see a movie. So they took us to see Star Wars while we were on vacation. And yeah, it's like most people say that are my age, when the one thing I do remember about it is watching that, the Star Destroyer come over top of that screen at the beginning. And that just, you know, set my whole imagination off from the start. And, you know, that's basically how I was introduced to it. And ever since then, I think I've been driving the rest of my family crazy because I'm known at work too as a Star Wars guy, so.
Okay.
But.
So what do you think about that experience captured your imagination and made Star Wars such a big part of your life? Or was it something that developed over time as you watched more of them?
I think it was something that developed over time. Because, obviously, I mean, yeah, I don't think it was either 78 or 79. It's probably 79, because I think in 78 there was, everyone knows about the lack of action figures because they weren't prepared on mm-hmm. for how big it was going to be. But I think it was 79 that I started, you know, that's when my parents, you know, wallets started hurting. Because that's when my Christmas list was full of, I want this, I want the Death Star, I want the AT-AT, I want this, I want that. So, yeah, and then that, you know, I think it started with the toys mostly before even Empire came out, that I was getting into the toys, and then when Empire came out, it really started kicking in for me that, hey, this is something that I really, really enjoy. And, you know, I think if I had my mom here, she would definitely agree with me. So.
Very cool. So here's Carl's other favorite question to ask any Star Wars fan he meets. Yeah. Who is your favorite Star Wars character and why?
Okay. This is my first cheat. I have two.
Okay.
And if would have asked me before The Force Awakens came out last year, it would still just be Luke.
Okay.
But in addition to Luke, has to be Rey.
Okay, very cool. So why Luke, and then why Rey? I'm very curious about this.
Luke, because he was someone I really identified with when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was the dreamer, the one that always, you know, mine always somewhere else. And I was told when I was a kid that was me. Especially by my teachers in school.
Never his mind on where he was, what he was doing.
That's right. So, but yeah, and yeah, my favorite scene, I think, in all the original trilogy still has to be just Luke standing there staring at the twin sons.
Yeah.
And just dreaming, because that was like, you know, that was me. Just always looking for something more, something better, but, you know, always seemed out of reach.
Okay. Wow. So that's, you know, really, really kind of a, not only just he's the main character and you like him a lot, but it's also sort of a bit of a deeper connection, right, I suppose, to Luke then.
Yeah.
So,
and then really, and I have to laugh too when everyone says, you know, well, he was whiny. Well, I was a little kid. I was whiny. So I related to that whiny. Too.
All yeah, kids are a little whiny. We all go through a whiny phase. It's called puberty.
That's right. So I related to that too. So right. I was like, that sounds like me.
So breaking out of this real quick. Mm-hmm. What are you looking forward to most out of Luke going forward in like episode 8 and episode 9 then, since he's one of your favorites?
Ooh. Well, I'm definitely hoping we get more of them.
Right. Not just him looking sadly at the beginning of episode 8 and then saying, here's your training, goodbye.
Right. Yeah. Basically, that's probably it. I'm really looking forward to seeing how he responds to Rey. Will he, you know, accept her and train her? Mm-hmm. Because that's really something I really want to see. And obviously, I'm hoping for Luke being her father, but I'm starting to get off that train a little bit, because I think Rey just might end up being Rey. And her parents, we probably don't even know.
Yeah, it's possible. I'm on again, off again with that whole issue. It's one of those things where I would love for, you know, just the story continuity, you know, being a Skywalker story of Rey being related to Luke or Leia in some way, because right. that there's such a strong lineage dynamic that goes throughout the saga films. And obviously right. we have Kylo Ren, you know, Ben Solo, who's part of that line. And we'll probably get more with him in that respect moving forward. But, you know, it'd be really neat to see if Rey also in some way was in that camp. But I think I mentioned this to Carl on a recent episode, that it could be one of those things where she, I don't remember if I mentioned this to Carl, if I was talking with Joey during Tucson Comic Con, where it might be cool if she's just adopted by yeah. the Skywalker Solo family, because she has no other family.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
which would follow along with Luke and Leia being adopted by the Lars family and the Organa family. So,
right.
But you also mentioned Rey as one of your favorite characters, and you know this is obviously Episode 7 is a very new movie. What about Rey captured you in the way that she's now tied with Luke Skywalker as your favorite character?
Oh wow, I guess it's just she just seemed like so innocent at the beginning of Force Awakens, like she was making it on her own, almost coming from the same line as Luke.
Mm-hmm.
Like she was a dreamer too,
right?
I mean, she wasn't dreaming to get off Jakku. She was waiting for her family.
Mm-hmm.
She thought was coming back for her, but still, she was like the scene where she was eating her dinner just looked like she was just like staring, you know, dreaming, thinking about something else, thinking about somewhere else.
Right.
But, and of course, you know, she'd turn out to be, you know, a bad A, so that she could actually take care of herself. So, and just that, you know, the one problem I'm having just trying to say that, no, she's not a Skywalker, is she knew how to fly the Falcon.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know that Anakin was the best pilot in the galaxy.
Right.
Then you got Luke. Luke knows how to operate a starship. So, and then Rey just seemed to like jump in there and fly it too.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, some of that may have been her unknown force ability she was tapping into, but still, you know, just seemed like, you know, after a bumpy takeoff, she was able to put on some pretty sweet maneuvers. So,
right. Yeah, I totally agree on that one.
And of course, you know, hello, Mr. Abrams.
Hello, Mr. Abrams. That's for you, Carl.
I had to get that in there for him.
Of course. Might as well. it always cracks me up how much of our goofy little things that you guys catch on to, because you know, I did this with Jackson a couple of these ago, and he had a whole mm-hmm. bunch of Carl's catchphrases that he just unleashed on me all at once. And so the fact that we have, I guess, catchphrases that you guys respond to cracks me up. So
yeah.
That's so weird.
Well, I would do the one that you guys are doing now, but I think it would stir my dogs up. So
the that one.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go, Carl. That one's in here now too. All right, so let's move back in time towards your early days of Star Wars fandom, and you already mentioned the toys a bit. So this question is, you know, what was your favorite way to play Star Wars as a kid. Was it the toys?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, of course, and I live in Pennsylvania, so we did get snow in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely, if it wasn't the toys, it was my... I have twin sisters, so got my twin sisters out there, and they were playing along with me, you know, digging out caves in the snow, pretending it was Echo Base, and, you know, we would play Hoth out in the snow. But actually, and the one toy that I always wanted, the AT-AT, which I never got, mm-hmm. but I did have a neighbor that he had it. And of course, every time it snowed, I was trying to get him to bring it outside so we could play with it in the snow, but he wouldn't do that. Probably very smart, but back then we really didn't care about that. So, but yeah, it was mainly the toys, and my younger twin sisters usually would play along with me. My older brother, he likes Star Wars, but I don't think same level of fandom that I am. So he pretty much, like older brothers do, just like picked on me. So about it.
Yeah. It's weird for you to say that, 'cause I'm the older brother. And so I'm always like, oh, but when you and your sisters would play out in the snow, what would you guys do? Were you guys specific characters, or were you just sort of like creating a whole storyline and playing all of them?
Usually my one sister would always, she would always say, you be Luke, you be Luke. She goes, I'll be Leia. I'm like, okay, whatever. And of course, you know, I was very relieved to find out that they were brother and sister.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. So, because when she was saying that, I was like, no. I said, I can't be, you know, someone that, you know, you kiss on the lips in the hospital bed. But, you know, then we didn't know, but
right
now we do. So actually it did kind of work out that, you know, yeah, brother and sister. So
there you go.
She always liked to be Leia, and my other sister would just be whoever she goes, you just tell me who you want me to be. So
okay.
We would make her, sometimes we would make her Han, sometimes we would make her Chewbacca, sometimes she was a Jawa, so.
That's funny.
Yeah, she would just be anything we wanted her to be, so.
That's really funny. So, fast forwarding to now, how would you say you play Star Wars now, you know, quote, play Star Wars now? Right.
I would probably say it's actually probably the podcast. Okay. Listen to the podcast, because nowadays I do have some friends that are, you know, they still like Star Wars, but like my brother, they're not on the same level of fandom that I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we get in the small discussions about Star Wars, they are always asking me, you know, they would discuss, and then they would always come to me and ask me, well, what do you think? You know? And I'm like, I said, I tell you what I think. I said, but I'm not an expert. So I'm just a super fan. So, but yeah, it's mainly the podcast, because the podcast to me is like my Star Wars family.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, your show, like I said, you know, the Whomper's Lair is my favorite Star Wars podcast. So, the discussions you guys get into just gets my brain turning. And then if something just like hits me, I would have to grab a piece of paper, because I usually listen to them while I'm at work.
Mm-hmm.
A piece of paper, and I jot down my thoughts. So when I go on break or something, I can jump on Facebook and go to your page and like weigh in with my thoughts. So. But it's just like, when I discovered all these different Star Wars podcasts, now there's like hundreds of them.
Right.
I'm like, you know, I could just pick and choose which ones, and just, it's just like, you know, having, you know, hundreds of Star Wars friends around me, you know, talking to me, which, you know, they're talking to me, but I can't talk to them. But still. And yeah, it's mainly the podcast. And since I haven't been to a celebration yet, it's also the live stream that StarWars.com does mm-hmm. for the past 2 years. I mean, this past year when it was in London, I mm-hmm. was getting up, you know, early, really early, just to watch the live stream. So,
wow,
it does make me feel like I'm there, but and mm-hmm. also as I was watching the Mark Hamill panel this past year, I was like, you know what? I got the best seat in the house. Because if I was there, and if I actually was able to lucky enough to get into the panel, I'd probably be all the way in the back, staring at the back of someone's head. So I was right. like, this is pretty cool. I got the best seat in the house.
Yeah, that is the one great thing about the live stream is you get to see so much of the celebrations, more right. so than anybody who's actually in attendance would be able to see, because they'll just run these panels back to back to back on the live stream, and you're like, well, I can make this panel, but there's a line for that panel that if I leave this panel when it gets out, I won't be able to get into the line in enough time to get into the panel.
And right.
be full before I get there, so I have to figure out something else I want to do. And then, of course, there's all sorts of other things that you're going to want to do, like, you know, visit the 501st booths or yep. the exhibition hall or, you know, something like that. Or just wander around and, you know, talk to people or take yeah. pictures of all the awesome cosplay costumes, you know. It really is such a diverse experience that if yeah. what your main focus is wanting to catch all the panels, you're probably better off staying and watching the live stream than actually yeah. attending.
Yeah. Well, it is on my bucket list. I would like to attend at least one celebration, but yeah.
You got to get out to at least one eventually yep. there. There's nothing like experiencing all of that in person. Does it look like you might be able to go to the one in Orlando next year or not?
No,
not this time around.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm hoping next time it rolls around to Orlando, I'll be able to.
Okay.
Because that's probably the closest, you know, to me here on the East Coast.
Right.
Either Orlando one, yeah. And yeah. hopefully if my one friend still lives down there, I could hit him up for a free place to stay.
Now, there you go. That's yeah. That's always the best way to do that.
Right.
All right. Let's move back into these questions. We have, what is your favorite lightsaber duel and why? This is always an interesting discussion point.
Yeah. Would have to be episode 3, Obi-Wan and Anakin.
Okay.
Just the emotional toll of that duel.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's one of the best choreographed duels as well. Very close second to Maul, Qui-Gon, and Obi-Wan in episode 1.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the 1 and 3 with Anakin and Obi-Wan just had me in tears at the end. So that one probably my favorite one, because Obi-Wan's little speech there on the banks on Mustafar
mm-hmm.
afterwards, just it has me blubbering every time I watch it. So,
I can definitely see that. We talked about that last part of that in particular on our Anakin Obi-Wan moments episode not too long ago, and
yeah.
That was almost a little difficult to get through. just talking about it. But yeah, no, it's a great duel. I like it. I've always been slightly more partial to the Yoda Sidious duel. But then again, I'm more of a macrocosm kind of guy when it comes to Star Wars than the microcosm. Cause you know, the Yoda Palpatine duel takes place there in the Senate, and you know, right. obviously Palpatine literally throws the Senate at Yoda.
Yeah.
But it's also, you know, the destruction of the democracy there as the duel of the fates literally happens. before, you know, where nobody is watching. So,
yeah.
But anyway, it's a great duel. I can't find much fault in any of the lightsaber duels, except maybe episode 4, simply because it was just, you know, the first time they tried anything like this. They didn't really know how they wanted it to come off. And it's a little bit slower compared to all the rest of them.
I really don't think Obi-Wan was looking to win that one anyway, so.
No, I don't think so. I always like to imagine that there was a lot more going on in the Force during that duel than what we actually see on screen.
Yeah.
So. All right, so we're heading towards the latter half of some of these questions here, and this is going to be our first very, very open-ended question. You know, what has Star Wars brought to your life? And you can take this however you want, whether it's something very material, whether it's something a little bit more, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't know. I'll let you take this however you want to take this and where you want to take it.
Well, there's some toys. A lot of toys in my life. Some that I still have, some that I don't, but it's also brought, I guess, certain friends when I was younger into my life that probably wouldn't have been my friend if Star Wars didn't exist. Like some of the neighborhood kids in my neighborhood, because we actually lived in a neighborhood that was close to the Army War College. And every year or every couple of years, there would be new students coming in and their families into the War College. And our neighborhood was known for renting out houses to those families. And I would be meeting like new kids every couple of years. And the one subject that, you know, we both could agree on was Star Wars. So that's how as a shy kid, that's how I met most of my friends, was I just had to bring up Star Wars. And if they were into it, we were like instant friends. So it brought some, you know, friends into my life that sadly aren't still in my life because they were Army brats. And, you know, once their mother or father's time was up at the War College, they were, you know, moving on to the next, you know, state. So,
right.
But
I know.
Yeah. That and nowadays, you know, when we were going through the dark time, mm-hmm. when we thought there was not going to be any more Star Wars, you know, yeah, my fandom waned a little bit, but I was, you know, it didn't stop me from watching, you know, the 6 episodes I had over and over again. But, you know.
It's funny how you say that. Basically, you bring up Star Wars and you're either like instant friends with somebody, you know, because of it, or, you know, because that happens so much nowadays, too. You know,
right.
It's so remarkable to me that something like a movie franchise, you mention it, and if you're fans of it, how instantly you guys are just like, oh, yeah, now we're friends because we both like this thing. You know, and I haven't seen that with any other franchise to the degree that it is that I've seen it in Star Wars. Have you?
No, not really.
I think that's one reason why I like actually going to celebrations so much, is because, you know, you go there and you're there with thousands of other people that you've never actually met before, but you feel like everyone's a friend because you're there because of Star Wars.
Right.
So, which is why I always recommend, if you ever get the chance, folks, you got to go to a celebration.
Yeah.
So
that's why I just like to go to at least just one.
Right. Right.
I mean, come on, you know, I'll be able to meet you and Carl.
Right.
You know, maybe, you know, maybe Jason and Jimmy, but, you know, they're big time, so.
Right, they're big time, and they'll probably be hosting a stage again next time, you know.
Right. Yep.
All right. Let's do one more specific question here before we wrap it up with our last question. What is your favorite piece of music in Star Wars? And I find that this is probably the most difficult question that we ask people.
Yeah, because this is probably my second one with a cheat where I have two.
Perfect. Perfect. And
the first one would be Binary Sunset, because, as I mentioned before, that's my favorite, probably my favorite scene in Star Wars, and Rey's theme.
Okay.
Just for the, I guess, I don't know, because it's new and something different. And, I mean, right when you hear that music, to me, I think of Episode 7 right away.
Mm-hmm.
So, right. I mean, it was my ringtone for a while on my phone, right when it came out.
Uh-huh.
But, I think I switched my ringtone back to Binary Sunset now, so. But it was race theme for a while.
Wow, that's really awesome. Those are both great pieces. Obviously, the Force theme is the Binary Sunset, and then
right.
Rey's theme is just so. And I've heard the comparisons to Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Made with those. I've not actually seen the Harry Potter movies myself. I need to, but yeah, it is a very, you know, magical in a sense, and you know, there's this quality of adventure in that as well. It's so neat. And Binary Sunset, the Force theme, is just so iconically Star Wars that,
right.
You know, it's, you hear that piece of music and, you know, depending on what your favorite, you know, scene is or what you've been watching or thinking about or reading, your mind instantly jumps to a specific scene in Star Wars, the minute you hear that. So, cannot argue with those choices at all.
and when you said you needed to see the Harry Potter movies, my wife's head was shaking yes.
Okay.
You have to see them.
I know. And I've not read the books either. I know. I'm a horrible, horrible geek for not ever seeing or reading Harry Potter.
I haven't read the Harry Potter books, but I love the movies. I'm more of a visual. Yeah, not as much as Star Wars.
I don't think anything can come as close to Star Wars for me, ever. Right. Which is why we do this thing here. All right, so we've got one more question here, and this is going to be another very open-ended question that you can take however you want to do it. If you want to, this is basically covering all our bases. If there's anything that we missed that you wanted to talk about, you can talk about it here. Jeff, what do you love most about Star Wars?
The community. Be it, you know, the podcast community, even though I haven't been to one yet, the Celebration community.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to, with the technology nowadays, being able to, you know, have conversations on, you know, Facebook or Twitter with, you know, all the different hosts and stuff of the different podcasts, and, you know, that, and of course, you know, the music. I really like the music of Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess just takes, and I also love that it takes me back to, you know, my 7-8-year-old self again. Doesn't matter which movie I watch. It could be anyone in the prequels. Could be Force Awakens. It just takes me right back to being a kid again. Yeah, that's one thing I didn't, when the prequels came out and, you know, some people had so much problem with them,
mm-hmm.
which I really didn't. They were like saying how, oh, this is not the Star Wars I grew up with. instantly, when I saw the first, you know, starship, I was back to a 7-year-old kid. I was like, this is Star Wars. You know, of course it's going to look, the universe is going to look a little newer. It's, you know, it hasn't gotten broken in yet. So, I mean, it's the beginning of the saga.
Right.
So, yeah, I just like that, you know, there's so, like these topics, there's so many topics to, you know, talk about and debate, you know.
Right.
Because, you know, you got, you know, people that, you know, hate Jar Jar, or you got people like me that love Jar Jar.
Woohoo! And,
yeah, I thought he was funny. He really did make me laugh. And, you know, it's just like, it's one of those franchises that, you know, some people can pick and choose what they like, or some people can be all positive like myself and like everything about it. So, I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, the prequels were all perfect. Yeah, I had some issues with them, but not as much as most people. So, it's, I guess it's overall to the community and, you know, just being able to, you know, have conversations nowadays on all the different social medias with, you know, all different kinds of fans.
Yeah. I think that's something that I think pretty much to a person that we've had on this segment has said something to the effect of the community, or included the community in their answer for that question. What is there something that you see in the Star Wars community that makes it that sort of remarkable thing? Because like I said before, this is something that I always look around and I see this is very unique out there. Do you have any thoughts as to why that is?
No, I don't. I wish I did know why, you know, why it captures, you know, everyone's imagination the way it does. I mean, there you go. That could be a topic for Wampa's Lair.
That it could.
Have you guys racked your brains? Yeah, it's, I don't know, I guess, you know, just captured certain people a certain way and it didn't capture other people, you know, that way. Like I said, I have friends now that I still talk to that, yeah, when the Star Wars movie comes out, they'll see it. But they're not like me, like listening to 20 different Star Wars podcasts a day, you know, and getting all the little news about every little, you know, trailer and poster that comes out. But, you know, that's fine. You know.
Yeah. Wow. I always wonder how, you know, people's thoughts on this, because I don't have a good answer for why the Star Wars community is that way either. So I always like to hear people's thoughts on that. But I think you are one of, maybe one other person has mentioned the nostalgia factor of going back to, you know, being a kid again when you watch these things. So, which I think is always very important when you're approaching something like this, because you have to, you know, to really enjoy a lot of this stuff, you have to hold on to that inner kid, I feel like. Because Star Wars, yes, while there are definitely grown-up themes and grown-up aspects to it, it's a story for young people. And the way it's told and the morality tale aspect of it, the fairy tale aspect of it, especially that we see during the original trilogy, is done definitely to incite the imagination and to inspire younger people.
Right.
And so to hear people like you say that, you know, every time I watch a Star Wars movie, even if it's not one of the ones I grew up with as a kid, you know, sends me back to that time. That always makes me very happy, because I feel like you know, you've got it. At least from my perspective, you got it. So
yeah, because some people said, well, another reason they didn't like the prequels is because, you know, oh, this, you know, why do we have Jar Jar? That's for kids. Well,
yes.
When did you first see Star Wars? Most likely when you were a kid.
Right.
These movies are for kids. You just have to put your mind back in that time, that mindset. Like, yeah, you know, this is fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's my argument for people that say that to me. I'm like, well, yes, it is for kids, and I'm just a big kid, so, you know, it still works for me.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, is there anything else that you want to say on this, on your tale here?
No, I think I pretty much said it all, so.
All right. Well, if people want to interact with you, like on Twitter or something, where is there a place that they can do that?
My Twitter handle is at JediFish, and fish is spelled F-I-S-C-H. So, and I'm on Facebook, Jeffrey Fishbach. So, and I am an admin of a Star Wars group on Facebook too. If people want to stop by and check it out, it's called Mos Eisley Cantina.
There you go.
So,
all of the places where you can talk Star Wars on the internet, and I always feel like I'm so behind because I don't know half of these things because it just exploded all over the place.
Right.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Jeff, for coming on and telling us your tale here. This has been really fun for me. I always love doing these shows because I get to talk with you guys and hear your stories, because Carl and I were always telling our stories and our perspectives. And yeah, sometimes we get emails or comments and, you know, tweets telling us, you know, in brief snippets, you guys' thoughts on these things. But it's always fun for me to talk to other fans of this franchise and find out their stories, because it's always so cool because nobody's got the same story.
Right.
And I love it. So I think we're going to go ahead and start wrapping this up. Thank you, everybody, so much for listening to Jeff's Tales of the Larians. If you want to tell your tale, go ahead and email us at wampaslairpodcast@gmail.com. Let us know you want to tell your tale, and we'll get you on our list. We do have a fairly extensive list so far, so we may not get to you for a while, but we will get to you in due time. It's a first come, first serve sort of list. We're going to wrap this up. Thank you, everybody, for listening. This has been Tales of the Larians number 9. And for Jeff, I'm Jason, and Carl and I will see you next time here in the Wampa's Lair.